Hello and welcome to Flutzes and Waxels, a figure skating podcast to satisfy all of your skating news, analysis, and recap needs. I'm Mary Margaret Mertzos.
And I'm Alicia Mertzos, and we're sisters with a lifelong love for figure skating, practicing, watching, and discussing. So let's delve deep into what's happened in the skating world this week.
So this past weekend was the Grand Prix final. We've already discussed all the senior events, but of course they weren't the only ones competing this weekend.
There were 8 events this week.
Mm-hmm. Including all of the junior ones dominated by Russian skaters. There were a whole lot of really intriguing juniors competing this year.
Yeah.
Lots of, you know, the future of figure skating on view.
Absolutely.
And probably nowhere more so than in the junior ladies event, which we'll start with here.
Yeah.
This was the one most people, and I think honestly us included, were most looking forward to.
Yeah, I know we were super excited for this junior ladies event, and they really did not disappoint. There were some mistakes, it was overall a very strong event.
It was not as strong as last year, which I think, you know, in comparison to last year's Junior Grand Prix final, it was a bit of a disappointment on that level just because they were so unbelievable last year.
Yeah, I don't think we can hold them to that standard every year.
It is a tough standard, and there were a lot of really great skates in this junior ladies event. And definitely a podium that was not, I think, what anybody would have expected.
Yeah, there was definitely an upset for the title.
Mm-hmm. There were a lot of people, including us, talking about how the quads might be the determining factor, but they kind of were, but in the opposite way this time around.
They determined whether these ladies finished at the top or not.
Mm-hmm.
And based solely on whether they completed them successfully and how successfully.
Yeah. Or just didn't attempt at all.
Yeah.
So our winner here was Elena Kosternaya, who was not doing any quad attempts. Not even the triple axel, which we've seen her do in practice, but never in competition. And she is another good example of, you know, how if you do what you can with great quality, that can make the difference.
Yeah.
She had a little bit of help with other people making mistakes, but even so, she had a gigantic score, and including some of the highest PCS ever given out to a junior skater.
Which she earned.
Very much so. And even so, they were a little bit stingy on the PCS, like low 8s for the most part, which is high for a junior program. But considering what she put out there, like if she had been competing in the senior event,
this would have been 9s.
Yeah, she would have scored higher than she did.
And at the very least, judge number 4 in that free skate giving out 7 to 7.5.
Yeah.
Really stingy. Come on.
Uh-huh.
Let's be realistic. So.
Because she really is just such a remarkable skater.
Yeah.
You know, her jumps are excellent as well. And she gets great height on the double axels, especially. She has great technique on that.
Yeah.
But just her basic skating skills and her
attention to detail with the music and her performance is all so mature.
Yeah. And it has been ever since last season when she was, you know, a 14-year-old starting on the Junior Grand Prix circuit.
I mean, she really sets the bar very high for the combination of technical mastery and artistry in the junior ladies.
Mm-hmm. And she was just slightly too young to compete as a senior this year. So definitely she's one to watch out for next year when she will be of age to compete as a senior.
Actually, a lot of these junior ladies this year will be of age to compete as seniors next year.
Yeah, there's only one who won't be. So
everybody gotta watch out.
Uh-huh.
Because you thought there were a lot of excellent Russian senior skaters now. Just wait till next year.
Yeah. And this is a huge win for Kosternaya here because, you know, everybody assumed one of the two ladies jumping quads was going to take the title. And the question was which one.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, she, again, proved everybody wrong and was able to win on, you know,
consistency and great skating.
And also just the PCS. It was pretty close between first and second, but the really the differential was her PCS there that that allowed her to take the win here.
Yeah, I mean, she really is the most mature looking of the junior ladies we saw mm-hmm. here. She really does look like a senior lady.
Yeah. I would kind of be shocked if she doesn't wind up on the junior world team.
She's got then again, to.
Then again, who knows, you know.
Yeah, but you win the junior Grand Prix nationals. Final. Well, surely, I know that Russia is ridiculous, but surely winning the junior Grand Prix final has to mean something.
I mean, you would hope, but at the same time, if maybe they want to go for the quadsters to see if that will...
So send the two quadsters and Kosternaya.
I she will probably be fine, yes. But are there any guarantees?
No, of course not. Of course not. Russian ladies are absolutely bananas.
Yeah.
But she has set herself up well. She has to repeat this performance at both Russian nationals.
Mm-hmm.
But she can.
Yeah, and I'll be interested to see where she stacks up, especially at the senior national level. I mean, she was on the podium last year.
Yeah.
And very well could be this year. It's going to be really interesting to see where she stacks up amongst the senior ladies.
Even with the stingy PCS, that's a very competitive total mm-hmm. score.
That would have had her third in the senior ladies event. Yeah. So
being just barely behind Zagitova and ahead mm-hmm. of Tukhtomysheva.
And Samadurova as well.
And Samadurova, when you're competing at the junior level, and mm-hmm. we all know they're tougher on the juniors than the seniors.
Yeah, at bare minimum on the PCS at least. Yeah. So it's, yeah, going to be fascinating, but I was really excited to see her take the win. Especially since if we move on to our silver medalist, Alexandra Trusova, she was not nearly as clean as we've seen from her really the last season and a half.
Yeah.
This was definitely one of her rougher skates.
Yeah, and I mean, this is the first time she has lost in a season and a half,
mm-hmm.
but this was not her best.
No, even in the short program. The short program was a pretty solid outing, but even there, going into her last spin, she, you know, had a bit of a bobble.
Yeah.
And
she just didn't look as confident as usual.
I don't know, but she looked pretty confident, but the jumps, she looked confident in her performance, I think. I think it was that the jumps weren't as confident as they usually are.
Well, yes, that's what I mean. She was a little more tentative going into her elements than she normally is.
Yeah.
Which, first of all, was surprising, mm-hmm. because if there is one thing that we noticed the very first time we covered a junior Grand Prix on this podcast...
Yep.
Our very first Junior Grand Prix episode, our first episode ever,
mm-hmm.
we talked about Trusova, and we hadn't seen her before at that point.
Yeah.
But we knew exactly who she was in the warm-up because of that crazy confidence.
Yeah.
And that really hasn't wavered until now.
Yeah, and even, you know, she starts out both programs extremely confident, and I really love in the free skate where she literally gets right up in the judges' faces and punches through to them. It's a great moment, and talk about a ballsy move from a skater.
Yeah, you have to be very confident to be willing to go right up to the judges and stare them in the eye and punch them.
Uh-huh.
It's
a great start.
Crazy.
But... it was shaken a little bit by the quad lutzes, because she tried two of them. Neither one went a great attempt.
Yeah.
The second one she had a fall on, obviously, but neither of them was anywhere near the best attempt we've seen from her.
I'm still a little surprised that she is not going for the sow anymore, because her mm-hmm. quad sow was excellent.
And that was the, you know, the first quad she ever attempted last season was the quad sow.
And I do sort of wonder if that strategy might change a little bit, if they mm-hmm. might go for a quad lutz, a quad sow, and a quad toe.
Yeah. I mean, that would help a little bit, because the other thing was if she had done a quad sow and fallen on it, even under rotated it the way she did with the second quad lutz, it still would have netted her enough points and have been enough for the win, because she got that
70%.
Yeah, for repeating the jump, not in combination.
Well, and 70% of 70% because she got the under rotation as well.
Mm-hmm. No, but I mean, even if she had done quad sow and under rotated.
I know, but she lost tons of points on that quad lutz because She got the under rotation, which is 70% of the value. Mm-hmm. And then you get 70% of that for the rep.
She netted 1.72 points for that second quad lutz attempt.
Which, yikes.
Yeah. Which, that's why, though, if she had even just tried a different quad and failed at it horribly,
it would have been enough for the win.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is bananas. This kid, obviously she was not thrilled about being second.
Mm-hmm.
But she doesn't need to worry about anything. This was...
This was definitely the worst jumping day we've seen from her in a long while.
And it was not that bad. Aside from the quad lutzes, everything else was at least okay, including the quad toe.
Yeah, the quad toe she had to turn out of, but it wasn't a bad attempt. It wasn't the best attempt we've seen from her, but it was okay.
It was around and on one foot.
Yeah, and then once you get to her triples, they were... as solid as you like.
Yeah. She is a fantastic jumper.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes. And always gets her levels as well, which helps out a lot.
That is the one thing, love or hate the Tuberitza camp, they get their levels.
Yep.
Which makes a huge difference. And that's why, especially on the junior circuit, they're so dominant.
Mm-hmm.
Because they just tick all those boxes.
Yep.
And you can't help but go, okay, sure, here are all of the points.
Yep, you did it all. And even when, she had a messier skate than someone like Kanasheva, who was third here, she, A, had enough of a base value, and B, was, ironically, she was stronger on her less difficult jumps, but those less difficult jumps are still some of the most difficult jumps being attempted by any women anywhere.
Yeah, I mean... her less difficult jumps include a triple lutz, triple loop.
Mm-hmm.
That is still, and up until very recently, was the most difficult combination ladies were doing.
Uh-huh.
So the fact that it's easy for her blows my mind.
And just how close she was to winning in spite of those issues.
In spite of getting basically nothing for her second quad lutz.
Yeah. She as well is going to be fascinating to see at senior nationals, both to see if she can sort of get a handle on the quads, which ones she does, and then where that'll stack up if she does skate cleanly with multiple quads.
I mean, if she does skate cleanly with three clean quads, there's not much you can do about that.
I know,
that.
You kind of can't help, but again, if she's doing the quads and doing them well and all level fours and triple lutz, triple loop,
what else can you do?
You can't do anything about that.
Everybody else is going to have to just sort of shrug and be like, oops, I lost to the 14-year-old because she's got three quads.
Exactly.
There's nothing you can do at that point. If she does, especially, again, I wouldn't necessarily recommend this strategy, but if she manages a quad lutz, triple toe and a quad toe,
mm-hmm.
There's nothing you can do at that point.
Or even quad lutz triple loop, which we saw her doing in practice. Or again, she has the quads now. She could theoretically do four quads if she could do
just about as many quads as Nathan Chen. Let's put that in perspective.
Yeah.
Nathan is doing about four quads in his free skate. Yep. She could if she wanted to.
Yeah. Yeah.
At 14.
It's going to be fascinating to see Russian nationals. I think even with a second place here, she probably has her ticket booked to Junior Worlds. I don't think she's in much trouble with the loss here.
Because here's the thing. The Russian Federation is going to want to send the people who are most likely to break records.
Yep. And she can.
And has.
Yeah.
And so probably, many times.
Let's face it, probably will.
Yeah. All she has to do is attempt the lutz, the toe, and the sow, and there's another record.
Yep.
No lady has attempted three different quads in the same program.
Yep.
All she has to do is try. She doesn't even have to succeed to get that one.
Yeah. And then watch out next season. Because,
oh, boy.
I mean, the one... somewhat odd thing was a few of the Tuberidze ladies having issues with the lutzes.
Yeah.
We saw it from Zagitova, Trusova, also Sherbakova, who we'll get to in a bit. I don't know what that's all about. I don't know if it's symptomatic of, you know, growing pains for any of these ladies, or if it was just a communal weird thing that's happening.
Or a technique change en masse.
Maybe. It'll be interesting to see. Obviously, no lady has been able to continue successfully attempting quads in the senior ranks. That doesn't mean it's impossible, but it is obviously very difficult. And yes. So who knows what next season will bring, but I expect that she will, at least for the immediate future, continue being ridiculous with her jump content.
Yeah, she will continue being ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah. That about sums up Trusova.
Every time I see her, even here where it wasn't nowhere near the best skate we've seen from her, you're still blown away.
Slack-jawed.
Yeah.
Just like, how is somebody so tiny getting so high and rotating so fast? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's madness is what
insane.
It is.
Insane.
And then third place here was Alyona Kanasheva, who I think was a surprise bronze medalist for a lot of people. But I was really glad to see her have a couple of strong skates here. She was the sixth skater to qualify for the Grand Prix final. And she is not from the Tuparidze camp, nor is she, you know, with Plushenko or any, you know, big name coaches that you think of when you think of Russian ladies. But she was... had two excellent programs here. And again, she was able to capitalize on others' mistakes when, you know, people are doing harder content. But if they don't do it well, you can capitalize if you are doing everything with quality.
Well, and she is another skater who has lovely interpretation and skating skills. Mm-hmm. And that's the other thing that she really capitalizes on.
Yeah, especially for being so young, because she is the youngest here. She's only 13.
Yeah. 13-year-olds who skate this well. And I don't mean jump, I mean skate.
Yeah.
Her skating is also lovely. And it's not as mature as someone like Kosternaya, but she's also 13.
Yeah.
So there is plenty of wiggle room for the 13-year-olds.
Yeah. And for her, this has been an excellent breakout season. This is obviously her first year on the Junior Grand Prix. And at least she has the time to, you know, stay in junior a little while longer, keep building up the skills without as much of the pressure on her. I think even with this bronze medal, unfortunately, she might struggle a little bit making the junior world team. But maybe that's not the worst thing, to let her just, you know, take the win, keep working for the, you know, next 6 months and be ready to kill it on the Junior Grand Prix next year.
And who knows, maybe she'll be one of those ones with a triple axel or a quad next year. You never know with these Russian kids. So either way, I don't know that it's super likely that she'll make that junior world team just because she did capitalize on others' mistakes.
Well, and the other thing is that it's an odd rule about Russian senior nationals, but you have to be at least 14 to compete at the senior level. So she can't go to senior nationals, which I think might be, you know, it's one less data point, basically, which might not play out in her favor.
Yeah, because last year, for example, Trusova went to junior worlds but didn't compete at senior Russian nationals. But it didn't matter because it's Trusova and she's doing all the quads.
Exactly.
But if you were just... Only doing like three triple triples.
Yeah.
That's not enough. You have to be mega consistent as well as nail three triple triples. Yeah. And so qualifying last and not being able to prove again at senior Russian nationals that no, I'm consistent means that it's less likely. Unless somebody comes out of nowhere and they're like, I don't know if I trust this kid, then maybe, but...
Well, or unless, for example, the two Russian ladies who finished behind her here, unless they both have a rough time for the rest of the season. But again, I don't know if that's necessarily the worst thing for Kanasheva to, you know, sometimes, especially for the amount of pressure that seems to be put on these young Russian ladies, you know, avoiding that pressure...
Yeah. Might until not you're be, 14.
Yeah, that might not be the worst thing for her.
Go home, keep nailing your triple triples, and keep getting better, and come out guns blazing next year.
Exactly. Fourth place was Anastasia Tarakanova, also from Russia. And this was kind of a close one. She, yeah, I'm sure, was disappointed not to make the podium after she was in third at last year's Grand Prix final.
Yeah.
And really what it came down to was that triple flip in the short program. That was really her only, well, her maybe biggest mistake. She also had an under rotation, yeah, in the combination.
It just goes to show how ruthless the junior Grand Prix final is.
Yeah.
Because at the senior level, having an under rotation, one singular under rotation,
yep,
and a not stellar triple flip would not have had her in fifth.
Yeah.
She might have been fourth still at the senior level, mm-hmm, but it's supposed to be harder at the senior level, and it's so, yeah, not. It's not.
It's the weird thing.
Yeah. But in general, she's a strong skater, but she's made a lot of changes since this time last year.
She has, and I do wonder if the nerves got to her a bit in that short program.
Yeah.
You could see on the triple flip, it wasn't even that bad of an attempt. It was just that she sort of stumbled around a bit on, yeah, the landing, just trying to, you know, hold stabilize on to the landing. Yeah, to stabilize. And I think that sort of threw her off right from, mm-hmm, the get-go. By the time we got to the free skate, she was just fine and, you know, yeah, had an excellent skate.
Yeah, she had a really clean free skate,
yeah,
but she just couldn't quite make up that difference from the short program.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, it's a real shame because, again, if she had been skating in the senior ranks, you know, it was a lower score than Satoko Miyahara, who was sixth,
yeah,
in the senior ladies, but probably would have gotten a bit of a PCS bump competing as senior. Yeah. So, you know, would definitely have been in contention with the senior ladies.
Like,
and she's another one who knows what the rest of her season looks like. She is old enough to go to senior, yes, nationals, so maybe depends on what she can do there. It'll be interesting. For her as well, it might be tough to make it to junior worlds, but again, maybe that's not the worst, yeah, thing for her.
Especially being that she has only been with Plushenko and his team for a short period of time. Mm-hmm.
And you can tell they're working on things.
Yeah. Give her some more time to settle into the new technique, to really get confident in these jumps.
Yeah.
And get that crazy confidence back from last season, because that really is the spark that's missing this, mm-hmm, year.
It was good. She'd had it a little bit in the, yeah, free skate, which was good to see, but she had some nerves this season, and I think just giving it more time with the new coaching team and the new technique will only help build that confidence, yeah, back up.
Especially because she was such a presence last year. Mm-hmm. She is much more subdued this year.
Yeah.
Which isn't always a bad thing, but in this case, it definitely played as a lack of confidence.
Yeah.
Whether it was or not, who knows, but that's how it came across compared to last year.
Yeah. And then fifth place, we had Anna Shcherbakova from Russia, who I was definitely disappointed with her outing here.
Yeah.
It was definitely not what we're used to seeing from her. She has been so strong in her two junior Grand Prix events.
Yeah.
And it started out rough in the short program, just with a double axel that I don't know what happened with it exactly.
Yeah.
She just got off on the wrong foot. And then by the time she got to the triple Lutz and having a fall with no combination, it was kind of a disastrous short program.
Yeah.
And for her, I really do think that it was a lot of nerves playing.
Yeah. And I do also wonder, especially when it comes to the Lutz, we see this happening a lot when people start learning quads, is their triples sometimes become a little less consistent.
Yeah.
And she has been working a lot on the quad Lutz, and that can have a real significant impact on your triple.
Yeah.
And her triple Lutz is definitely a little less consistent than it has been in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if that's a factor.
It could be. Or again, it is weird how many Tuparitsa skaters were having trouble with their Lutzes in this,
yeah,
competition.
All of them. I don't understand.
That is why I wonder if maybe, you know, they had a group lesson on, let's try and change the technique,
yeah,
a bit. I don't know if that's the case, but the fact that so many of them were having Lutz,
yeah,
issues It says something. I don't know what.
But... if it was just the ones with the quad Lutzes, yeah. I'd be like, okay, it's just a quad Lutz problem. But it wasn't, and I don't know.
Yeah.
Don't ask me. I don't know.
Who knows what goes on over there?
Yeah.
But, and then obviously in the free skate, she was trying the two quad Lutzes, and
they both did not go well.
Both of them went kind of disastrously. That first one was a downgrade, and she landed right back on her heel, which mm-hmm. was a really rough way to start.
Yeah. And then falling again on the second one, which was a round, but falling again, mm-hmm. getting the plus rep. She got a little bit more on it than Drusova did, yeah. but not much, only just over 2 points.
Yeah.
And she only got less than 3 points on the first one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she also came back pretty well, but yeah. she was also obviously behind after the short program, and then also having rotation issue on the three jump combination at the end. And the other thing that, again, in this field can make a difference is only a level 3 on the step sequence, yeah. which normally wouldn't be a big deal, but if you're competing against...
if you're a Russian lady.
Yeah, well, and if you're competing against all these other ladies who do get level 4s on yeah. anything, again, that's a couple points you can't really afford to lose out on.
Especially when you're coming from behind after the short.
Yeah, I was definitely disappointed for her. You could tell she was upset, especially yeah. after that short program.
Yeah.
And she'll be interesting to see as well. She could make the junior world team. Again, having those quads and that consistency yeah. earlier will help her. But you also have to do well at a number of other competitions before you get that yeah. ticket. So it'll
Who
be interesting
knows?
To see how she handles that
Russian
pressure.
Nationals, honestly, especially at the junior level, is going to be a bloodbath.
Yeah.
The senior level is going to be bad, but I think the junior is going to be worse.
Well, at the same time, though, the majority of the juniors are competing at senior, so it's...
well, but that's what I mean, is the juniors competing at nationals, 4 spots at junior worlds.
Mm-hmm.
That is going to be yeah. so much worse than the spots for Europeans and senior worlds. Because there's, like, there are lots of senior ladies vying for spots, mm-hmm. but there are twice as many junior ladies.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be interesting. You want to tune into that one for sure.
Yeah.
And then 6th place here was our lone non-Russian skater, yes. Yilim Kim. She had a pretty good short program, mm-hmm. and I was good to see, you know, she skated 4th, and we had had the first few skaters in that short program. You could see that the nerves were playing with them.
Yeah.
So even though her combination to start wasn't the best we've seen from her, and she got an under rotation, it was still, you know, I think a good skate for her considering... the pressure on her as yeah. the lone non-Russian yeah. skater there.
I mean, everybody was rooting for her because she was the only non-Russian.
Yeah.
But that's also so much more pressure.
Yeah.
But beyond the under rotations, which obviously were a problem, honestly, maybe the bigger problem across her two programs yeah. was those lost levels.
Yep. Because again, she wasn't that far back of, you know, Sherbakova in total points.
Yeah.
It was, what was that, about 3-4 points?
4 points or so.
And that is entirely made up by levels, because she got a few level 2s, a few level 3s.
She did not get that many level 4s across yeah. the two programs, which when everybody else is getting maybe one level 3.
That is the difference
yeah,
maker.
It makes a huge difference.
It and for her as well, this the free skate especially wasn't as strong as we've seen from her junior Grand Prix appearances, but not too bad of a skate. So the main things were under rotations and a few exclamation points on yeah. the Lutzes. But overall, I mean...
she's a fantastic skater.
Yeah. And for her, at least, I mean, South Korean nationals and the ladies will also be tough. But for her, at least, she is the only South Korean lady yeah. to make it here. So I think that will actually... we will probably see her at Junior Worlds.
Probably.
So at least that's one person who can...
all she has to do is not be a disaster at South Korean nationals, yeah. and she'll make it to Junior Worlds.
Yeah. I think she's proven herself enough here. And yeah. again, even though she finished last in this field, it was not a disaster of a competition for yeah. her by any means.
Well, and 4th in the short program was a really strong start.
Yeah.
And I do kind of wonder if part of it was, wait, could I actually get a medal here?
Yeah.
Against all of these Russians? Could I actually get... And then your thoughts spiral out of control, yeah, and you lose control of the program.
And she did also go first in, yeah, the free skate. I wonder, too, if, you know, even... You know, sometimes when they save the PCS a little bit, yeah, for, you know, skaters later on. But I'm not too worried about her.
No.
She's been doing well this season. And again, even if you're sixth in this field, just getting here is
a ridiculous
feat. It is. This was a ridiculous junior ladies event. And it just
makes me... If you haven't seen it, please go watch it.
Yep. It's all on YouTube.
It was so good. It was so much fun and absolutely insane. You got to, yep, see those quad lutzes.
Yeah. So what was your highlight from this ladies event here?
I think, oh boy, this is so hard. Oh, they were all so good. I think I'm going to give it though to Kanasheva because she is really surprising. I was not ready for a 13-year-old to skate that well.
Yeah, and again, she sort of had, I think, that opposite pressure of she was very much, you know, in a lot of people's predictions, she seemed to be sort of, yeah, and she'll be last,
yeah,
you know, like sort of discounting her a bit. But she handled that negative pressure very well, I think.
So well, especially like these kids are so young.
Mm-hmm.
It's a miracle that they even get out on the ice with all the pressure that's going on around them.
Yeah.
And then to skate this well is incredible.
Yeah. I think for me as well, the two best skates of the competition go to the Alyonas.
Yep.
Kosternaya and Kanasheva.
Yeah.
Both of them really showing just exactly what they are capable of here.
Yeah. And I mean, obviously the quadsters were great. Mm-hmm. And Trusova is always so much fun.
Yeah, but they can be better. And I expect that, yeah, they will be later on.
I expect fantastic things at Junior Russian Nationals.
And Senior.
Yeah.
It's, again, oh boy, it's going to be crazy.
What are the chances of all juniors being on the senior podium? It's not out of the question.
It is entirely possible, which is the craziest thing. And in terms of the weekly Waxel, we had a number of botched quad lutz attempts from the ladies here. And again,
it really knocked both of them out of contention.
It did. And it's funny to think that if they had just done easier jumps, they might well have both been on the podium, yeah, here. But it was, yeah, those quad lutzes were nowhere near what they're capable of. Yeah.
That we'll see them. We'll see them fully rotated soon, yeah, enough.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that wraps up the junior ladies. We have the rest of the junior fields to come, and then that'll finally be it for the end of this Grand Prix season.
And then Golden Spin.
Yep. Lots of things happening.
Oh.
All right, so thank you all for listening, and please let us know your thoughts about this week in figure skating at flutzescast@gmail.com. You can also follow us at FlutzesCast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for even more skating content.
Check out our website, FlutzesCast.wordpress.com, for episode guides and other fun stuff. And if you like what we do, consider leaving us a review wherever you're listening. We'll be back very shortly with more Junior Grand Prix Final, but until then, keep a watchful eye out for those Flutzes and Waxels skating fans.